I call it order the August 22nd, 2022, regular town council meeting at 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Scott McBoy.
Present.
Matt Zarnicki.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And clerk treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Okay. Please join us in prayer of Hamburg Church of Christ, Brother Randy, and then followed by the pledge of allegiance.
Father, we do thank you for your presence with us tonight. I pray for the council as they make decisions concerning our town that you will lead and direct and give wisdom and insight to them. Father, every decision would help improve our community, that we might come closer to one another. Father, we look forward to the weekend. We're thankful for the planning of the Sellersburg Celebrates and those that were involved with that. And Father, we pray for a safe and successful weekend as we celebrate Sellersburg. Father, continue to be with our men and women and the police department, with the fire department, the ambulance services. Be with our men and women in the military, that you would watch over each of them and be with their families. Allow your peace and Father, your presence to surround them in this very trying time in our world today. Father, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here. And Father, just bless this council as they make decisions. It's through Christ that I pray. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Also, before we start, Brother Randy, I want to thank you and your congregation and everybody for help here in our community, as well as helping us out with a little drainage issue, so we appreciate that very much. Thank you. Motion to amend and adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Sign this one document right here. All right. Any comments from the public tonight? First ordinance is ordinance number 2022-OR-021. It's an ordinance transferring certain funds. Note on here, whereas from time to time this council desires to transfer the funds for the needs of the town. Now therefore it be ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following funds be transferred. LRS sidewalks to LRS paving in an amount of $50,000, and streets and sanitation garbage to LRS paving of $81,070.28.
Mr. President, if I may, that's an error on the SMS garbage to the LRS. Let me go back to my notes. Do you have that offhand?
I do. It would be LRS engineering.
LRS engineering.
To LRS paving in the amount of $81,070.28.
So we'll go back. I'll rectify that account from LRS engineering to the LRS paving. So the amount and receiving funds are correct, just not where it's coming from. That's the only distinction. So if somebody could amend that and then I'll clean it up for the record for the show.
Thanks. Okay.
Could ask for a motion for that amendment.
I'll make a motion to amend the ordinance.
Okay. Second. Got a motion by Scott, second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thanks, Jake. So this ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage prolongation as evident by the affirmative signatures that are undersigned, the majority of duly elected and serving members of this council. So it's like we have a total amount of $131,070.28. I'll make that So I got a motion from Matt, I have a second from Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive second reading, ordinance 2022-R-021. Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, ordinance number 2022-R-021 with the amendment as voted upon.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Our next ordinance is number 2022-R-022. It's an ordinance posing a surplus personal property. Usually every year we're able to continue to support our police department and the needs for them to be driving in safe vehicles. So the chief has a couple Dodge Chargers, 2014 Dodge Chargers with the VIN numbers. States down here now, therefore, be ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, as following personal property is no longer needed for the purpose for which it was intended, and the town shall receive a combined credit of $14,500 in trade-in value for the two new police cars that he has on order. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage, promulgation evident by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as a majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council. Chief, do you have anything else you need to say?
Normally we'd have been doing this in January, February, but because of the police vehicles shortage and other vehicle shortage, I guess, is why it's taking place now instead of earlier in the year.
All right, thank you very much. So with that said, I ask for a motion to approve.
Brad, I have a question for the chief. $14,500 trade-in, so for each car?
No, it's a combined. One was $7,500, one $7,000. For a total of $14,500.
Chief, what are the two new cars you're looking at? Are the same make and model?
The new ones are 2022 Dodge Chargers.
Any other questions? All right. That said, I ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott. I got a second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive reading of orders. I got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion approved, ordinance number 2022-OR-022.
So moved.
Got a motion by Randy, got a second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same time, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Item one is conduct job classification and compensation study, FLSA analyst. I know Charlie has probably reached out to talk to each one of you all about this, and we've got some other things you want to add, Charlie?
I think I sent out this email to each of you regarding this. So basically, as the job market has continued to change, I found that some of the positions we've had, and look at other municipalities, the more you get, fluctuating all across the board. Trying to compare that with where we are as an employer. So I had reached out to Wagner Irwin, Sheely and Associates. I had reached out to another firm, but they are getting out of business and hiring. This firm here most recently had done Floyd County's review of staffing, basic job descriptions and compensation. So what this contract basically is conduct briefings with town officials, collect job informations through employee questionnaires, review our existing job descriptions, and prepare new job descriptions for positions if needed within each department as a whole. They will also use the job descriptions for point factoring and using evaluation system guide charts for job category to conduct internal and external compensation analysis, taking into account what our compensation package is as a whole, not just what we pay, to see where we land within this. It also does a Fair Labor Standards Act analysis for each position for exempt and non-exempt compliance with our wage and hourly rules as far as that goes. So again, this is pretty in-depth. I wanted to introduce you guys to this for conversation to see if this is something that you all want to look at, get down in the weeds on. Again, looking at what our salary ranges are and trying to do a comparison to other municipalities for similar utilities has proven a little bit difficult. To give you an idea, when you go to our salary ordinance, we have, for example, you know, wastewater team, and there's seven people within that quote team, and that's basically the depth of our job classifications for the roles that they fill. Same thing with the water team and the streets team. When you look at competing entities, whether it be other municipalities who we typically compete for employees, or utilities, say water utilities that we compete for with employees, job classifications are very specific in the role of which they fill. I understand we don't have 100 employees to fill each one of the roles we've set. So it's a little bit difficult to look at, okay, what are we doing from seven? You know, because a lot of times their job is going to be a lot more broad-based in scope and description than what someone within a larger utility or municipality would be. So how do we take that into account for what our compensation packages are? We've had several openings come up, and I've had relatively difficult time getting applicants as of late. I don't want us as a community to get behind the curve on this thing with the way the job market is now, to where we're unable to refill positions because we're more or less behind the times. So I just want to introduce this for conversation.
Okay. Like I said, I think we've got some information. I think Charlie has brought to us all so we can go by and look at it. I think one of our biggest things that sold us on Charlie when we asked him to become our town manager was he was a great researcher and he was had a desire to do what was best, I think, for us moving forward. So I think this is an opportunity for us to kind of talk about it. You know, read it and see what we want to do maybe next meeting and see if whether this is best fit for us moving forward. So,
and with Police Chief Rick Whalen here, I just wanted to see if that does include the police department and that review. So it's all town employees within that scope. So again, I know Chief has, the Chief and I have discussed this, and obviously with, you know, the police department's obviously broken out totally different.
Ranks
and categories within there. So, but again, I think if we're going to do it, it needs to be all encompassing for all employees.
Okay, well, I think that's great. I'm glad to see you guys were able to talk about it and work it out together. Okay, all right. Anybody got any questions or any thoughts?
I do. I think anywhere you go, whether it's the private sector or the government sector, you're going to have a hard time filling spots right now today, regardless of what the job classification is. I do think we should do our due diligence to make sure that, one, we take care of our current employees who have given so much to the town, then also have benefit packages and benefits to attract new employees to take care of the town in the future. So I'm completely okay with that, at least looking. I don't want anyone to, any of our current employees to think that this is a automatic adjustment or make this study to see where we rank, what we can do better, what we're doing, what we're not doing. Is that accurate in that?
Yes, sir.
Chief, the current police officers are not covered under collective bargaining agreement?
They are not.
They're not, okay. Sometimes, you know, I'm not a big study fan. I'm just not, because I just think sometimes they're so open-ended and things get twisted in the wind. They just hang out there. I like action. But in order to take action, you got to have the data in front of you. So the fact that this council, with your information here, is looking at taking care of our employees, that's a good thing before we do suffer and fall apart behind and all of a sudden trash is picked up on certain days and things like that start to occur. And that is happening in some communities across the country because there are not employees to pick up the trash. There's not employees to come out when a drain pipe breaks and there's a leak. That's occurring. So I think I kudos to you for doing this. I think it's overdue, but that's all.
All right, anybody else have anything?
Our next new business is Clark County Transfer Station, Billy Office Adjustment. I think Charlie has something on that.
Yeah, this goes back, if you recall, a couple meetings ago, you all given me an amount. If it's over a certain amount for adjustment, I'd be ready for you all for approval. This one, this is. They were listed in the system as a 6-inch tap, therefore they were being charged an incorrect sewer rate. So we've now confirmed and corrected what was actually installed over there and rerun the billing, and there's a dollar amount due back as an adjustment. So I just need your approval for that.
All right, that looks like everybody you have in front of you, there that there are three different incorrect rate codes. And the information here is right here in front of you, what the corrected amount should be. So also notes on here that it's also in our ordinance number 2022-OR-013. So I have a motion to approve this transaction total adjustment. So moved. Got a motion by Matt, got a second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Okay, thank you. Our third new business is a water backwash pond clean out and haul off. Charlie and I was talking a little bit about this earlier, and I was trying to go back in some time. I wish Terry was here, because I never remember us ever being into this. So that he brought up some important information about how things are done and how this routine goes. So Charlie, I mean, you got some other things you want to add?
Well, so at the water plant, from a process standpoint, through the water treatment process, works with filtration and then a backwash situation, obviously, to treat the raw water coming in, settles out manganese out of the system. We backwash filters, we clean the plants, so on and so forth, and all that stuff gets pushed out to what we call backwash ponds. Those ponds are basically a rubber lined bottom pond, and they're supposed to be cleaned out every so often. Haven't been done in a while, so we bid a solicited bid for contractors. We received it back per load. Basically, I'm in front of you tonight because we did receive the final invoice on that. For that, I'm seeking approval for the invoice for Striegel Design Construction for the hauling and backwashing of backwash ponds per load. We basically have a price that we didn't know how many loads we were going to have. So we've solicited per load pricing on that. So without knowing, now that we know, it's been a while. This is a program that we're going to probably look at doing annually or biannually on the backwashing and dredging of those backwash ponds. So again, I'm seeking a total invoice tonight of $112,200 from the water utility.
And I think also you know that when we was talking, we had another water utility that the bill was almost $400,000. So I mean, it's not terrible, but you know, we did do a lot of backwashing and different things like that. So I mean, I just think that it's just now we know what we need to do moving forward, and I think this is a great opportunity to go on ahead and get this taken care of and move on. So I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the 66 loads to the landfill, a total of $112,200.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, a second.
Can I ask a question? Is this a...
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, we can have a discussion.
Real briefly. The 66 loads, is that an approximation? Is it a guess?
That's how many.
It will take that...
That's how many is it, though? Here's the load documentation we received.
How many have been done in an annual, from what frame to what date?
That was done as a project.
So that was done from what date to what date, Charlie? Is that in there, or do you know?
Looks like it started here. I mean, the proposal came to May 25th.
June 24th through July 12th.
And it was 66 loads taken. So we're doing this again.
We're going to start doing this annually or biannually.
So I guess what I'm trying to clarify here is this a total rate for the year? Is that what...
This is done. Like this, yes. So this is, hey, we've got to do this. This needs to be done. We've had conversations with ADM, Department of Environmental Management. This is something that we're supposed to be doing. We need to do this. We solicited out, not knowing how many loads we're going to have. We solicited per load price. Project's completed. Here's the load records.
And Randy, I may be able to provide a little bit more light with this. Just, I was talking to Charlie, wanted to bring back before the board, do the amount. You know, we haven't done it for a number of years here in town, and I think it's just something now that, you know, Charlie's learning.
Sure.
There's a couple things that now we just need to build it in. There's money there for it, but that's the reason why, just because of the sheer amount.
I'm just trying to get an answer to find, this is going to be a yearly annual amount, possibly, or something here, near there?
No, because this is multiple years worth.
Oh, okay.
This is multiple years worth of revenue.
So as we move forward, it could be $40,000.
Could be 15. It could be, yeah.
Okay, so basically, this is the high part of it. That's all I'm trying to plan. On the sale, okay, well, instead of doing, getting hit in the head with $112,000, next year we'll be looking at maybe 25, possibly.
Okay.
Just catching us on it.
All right.
It was just, it's one of those things where we gave Charlie the opportunity, I mean, we voted, you know, so let him run, and then all of a sudden we end up having...
I see you take vote.
I'm just trying.
A lot, I can tell you that.
Kind of unexpected, but you know, as you move forward, you just want to kind of progress in where.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll second.
I got a motion by Matt, I got a second by Randy. Any other discussion?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Charlie, I'm not a sludge drainage expert, and for the people that are listening at home, what happens if you don't do this? Let's just say valve check, what position is that with the town in if you don't do this at all?
The process is, while raw water comes in, it's treated with chlorine, works as an oxidizer for ammonia and manganese. This manganese kind of coagulates, gets heavier, falls in the bottom, and then the filtration process. The water then goes through the filter, which catches the rest of it. And like a swimming pool, you got to backwash your filters. That backwash, cleaning out that manganese out of the water filters, goes into the sludge pond. So over time, you start losing capacity at sludge ponds for water. And the reason that you do that is because there is a residual amount of chlorine in there, so these sludge ponds sit out exposed to sunlight. Like if you have a pool, you know that you lose your chlorine as it sits out in sunlight, because it degrades chlorine. So it has to sit there for a certain amount of time before it can go out and be discharged into drainage system or creek or whatever the approved discharge plan is. So as you lose capacity due to sludge building up on the bottom, it does not allow the proper time for pouring to degrade the UV before it gets discharged, and then there's a meter discharge to go down 4 feet. So if you don't clean it out, you lose your capacity, then you become non-compliant with state regulations from the Department of Environmental Management of basically discharging chlorinated water to a storm system or a creekway. It's basically what it comes down to.
Which we would suffer fines and.
Absolutely, yes.
We wouldn't be a good steward of the environment.
Would not be a good steward of the environment.
When was the last time you think ballpark of this?
Maybe 5 years or more.
It should be, is it annual thing?
We're, Shannon and I are having, so this actually falls underneath our wastewater permitting, so we're having a conversation if we want to do it annually or biannually. So I think it's.
When they see a price tag of $112,000, I think the explanation of why and what effects this could have, because we're going through a new sewer plant transition, we're doing things to bolster the infrastructure of this town. And I don't think anyone has an issue with the price tag, because diesel fuel is $6 a gallon, and hiring a driver and equipment availability, they see it, but a price tag, they really don't understand what goes into that total cost. So I just wanted to, like Randy, verify, so people understand that, I don't like people saying that we're really spending money, but this is critical stuff that needs to be done that hasn't been done in the past, and this is the price tag.
And so, I mean, the plants, it was like 6 or 7 years old now, I think. So I'm not sure if it's been done since the new plant's been online. Last year we went through and did some cleaning of the facility. We hired contractors, we shut the filter down, cleaned out the filtration. So all of that stuff that's been building up since the construction of the water plant was happening with the discharges and sludge ponds, these backwash ponds, because that's where all of it goes to. So again, you probably have, we had a run of brown water here in town last year that was related to some manganese issues, was coming up from the river, different things, and we got into the flushing that year and all that other stuff. But this is basically just like us flushing our hydrant system. As we flush the hydrant system more regularly, we don't run into issues. And again, when this was not done annually or biannually, it builds up over time, then you start getting into issues. It's just on the back end of the treatment process. So again, helping clean that out, consider the community, it's a square.
I'm sure some of those item penalties and fines could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hope not. Hopefully we never have any.
If that was the case, if we didn't do this, then that's what you would be facing.
Potentially.
Thank you.
So that said, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Have any general comments from the public? Did you speak about anything? You didn't mean to say? Staff report, Sean.
It's a good love days. We had movies in the park, movies on the green last weekend. It was a beautiful day, and then right here in Star, we had a massive storm come through the town of Sellersburg. Led to power outages, but the storm was breezing and this, that, and the other, so we got delayed a little bit. Still had about 30 people end up showing up by the end of the night to watch movies in the park, so I think all things considered, it's a success. We've had some conversation with the Parks Board President. We're going to potentially look at doing this again in October with some type of a Halloween-themed event at Wilkerson Park. So keep your mind open for that. Should be exciting. Sellersburg Celebrates this week. As you know, the organizers for Sellersburg Celebrates come back around. I think this is their 30th year, if I'm not mistaken. So Thursday starts Sellersburg Celebrates. Saturday is the parade. So we put our new traffic marking signs out there on 31 to try to let people know there's a parade. We put posts on social media, we put posts on the website, Utica Street, or anything on 31, New Albany, and any street that ties to Utica Street will be closed on Saturday from about 10 o'clock to approximately noon. So with this being an election year, we anticipate a pretty good sized parade. I think last year ran an hour and a half. It's probably going to be a little bit longer this year on the parade. So Saturday, people need to expect delays coming through the town of Sellersburg Saturday morning, and as the parade moves through town. The parade route runs from Hoss Cabins, south on Utica Street to Fern, and then Fern Street will also be closed as the parade makes its way to Township Park area. So anticipate a lot of people, obviously, and those town crews being out cleaning up, doing spot in stuff. We've got extra work cut out for us this week with the storm coming through, but all things considered, I think we'll be prepared for Sellersburg. September 15th, and I just posted this, an event on social media as well as on our website. September 15th here at Town Hall, beginning at 5:30. NDOT and Shrewsbury Associates Engineering will be here doing a informational meeting related to US 31 rehab project. So it's a doors open at 5:30 with a video presentation at 6. NDOT Shrewsbury will have staff available with plans and displays before and after the presentation for one-on-one conversation with residents and impacted businesses. So as we've discussed multiple times and people talk about, I'm sure you all spoke about it in the community, NDOT's doing a major overhaul 31 from Cliff Hill Road, north through town, just north of Speed Bridge. Obviously, it's going to be probably a two-year or more project as they rip out basically start over with 31, doing improvements, drainage improvements, road cross improvements, curbing, I mean, the whole thing. So this is not a repave. This is a massive overhaul 31. It also includes a realignment of 403. It includes traffic signalization improvements at 31 and 311, Utica Street and 403. Also, Prather Lane. These improvements in Prather Lane as well. There's been a lot of questions about what is or is not going on with this project. So as a request, I've asked NDOT, say, you all need to come down here and do a community session. Let people know what's going on. Obviously, we're getting questions. We have the information that we've been provided 9 months to a year ago, but as things change and get closer now that they've got everything finalized, I've asked them to come here and lay all this information to the public here in town of Sellersburg and those surrounding. Yes, sir.
I have a question. I think it's important for people to understand the impact that this is going to have on our community. I can't tell you how old it is, what that is. And a lot of people understand that as a local government body, we have zero impact on what the state decides to do with that road outside some design stuff. We have some input in that as far as what we would like to see. But at the end of the day, NDOT controls, the state of Indiana controls that entire project. Is that correct? And then I would encourage, I get a lot of questions through some of the social media, some of the emails. I would encourage those who have concerns or want to know information to come here and be a part of what NDOT is going to present, be able to voice their opinions, get the factual information, not just what you hear on Facebook, because obviously if it's on Facebook, it has to be true. But to come here and get that information from engineers and people who have a design plan and know project from Brookville to the bridge on 31. So my question would be, is this room big enough for those? Because I've been a part of these where like four people show up, but 400,000 people have an opinion on social media. In the event, is this room going to be big enough, or do we need to find a bigger place to hold all the people that are going to come and have questions? Do we need to look at an Ivy Tech partnership or maybe something like that to where there's a little bit more room?
So I posted the event on social media and template as an event to see how many people respond. So we can kind of get an idea of those who are interested in attending. Like you said, we posted meetings, we posted informational input sessions, we posted roundtables and workshops, and I personally sat over Motion Park for a year. And nobody has showed up other than on social media. With something like this, again, I don't want to go out and try to solicit a large venue, and we have four people show up. So one of the reasons I posted now, I received confirmation of it last week, put on social media, and then see what type of response we get. If we get a massive response on it, and if we can look at a secondary, then you're needed.
Well, I'll be there, so, I mean, I know a lot of people have input and concern about how the town grows, and that this is a perfect example to come and be a part of and watch exactly what is going to occur with the project. I couldn't encourage people more to show up for this type of event, that's my opinion, so, thank you.
All right, anybody else?
I just did a question for Charlie, and I don't know if Charlie's not an expert on traffic, but I've been asked this question at least 25 times. Is it really going to help traffic flow? And my answer to them is, I don't know, but I will tell you, I don't think it really is, because it will help the appearance in this part, and the infrastructure will be nice, but it's still going to the same place.
And I would respectfully have to disagree with you, Councilman.
That's very, I'd like to talk about the nuts and bolts of that when you have an opportunity.
No, and I think, and I'll be glad to, and again, I think this is one of the conversations with NDOT. I mean, let's keep in mind that the main reason they're doing this is they know that there's a traffic problem there. This isn't a stormwater project, this isn't a utility project, this isn't a sidewalk project, this is an overhaul project. And part of that is knowing that the main concern is traffic. Currently, the intersections of 31, 311, Utica, and 403 all operate independently. Then you throw in a train that realistically none of us have control over. Obviously, it messes up the mix a little bit. But the realignment of 403, but also with the new signalization coming through, there's a way you can do timings. You used to do these things, you drive up to them, they've got pressure switches in the asphalt. Oh, there's a car here, so now the traffic's going to change. As has been explained to me, the signalization now works in tandem. They communicate with each other based on here's what is coming and here's what is here, and the timing will then adjust to accommodate that. That's how it's been explained to me. So again, I have a very, very, very hard time seeing the state of Indiana utilize state dollars as well as federal funds to come through here to invest on this project and not improve the main core reason for the project.
I hope you're really, really right, and I hope I'm really, really wrong. So that's
well, again, that's why we have the information session on the 15th, September 15th.
I see you next September.
See what they say when they come down. And then on a final note, as we all discussed, the Dragons faced off last week against the Pirates in a hard-fought battle, and unfortunately we're not victorious, so fulfilled our part of the friendly competition there with Charlestown this morning. Today, I want to thank Chief Whalen for escorting me up there as I made our delivery from our two of the best pizzerias in Southern Indiana, Shirelli's and Mozzarella's, to fulfill our friendly competition agreement there.
Well, hopefully the same wager occurs during basketball season.
I was thinking the same thing. Any other questions?
I believe so. Yeah. All right. Laura, you have some information for us?
Just a couple updates, but I'll be brief. Just an update.
Is this my first or word what?
It's me. What happened with this one?
Yes.
There we go. Key points would be, on the wastewater treatment plant, the work that had to be done at the airport in the restricted bike path area has been completed. So that's done. Everything went well. And then the, I guess, biggest thing to consider moving forward is that there will be a road closure for the Bean Road crossing that has to take place. We expect that will take about 2 weeks, and there will be a detour out there, and that should start on the 29th, so a week from today. There will be signage and everything out there to help direct the appropriate bay around it. The other thing is that the CCMG application window is narrowing at this point, and so we are going to get that shortlist from Charlie and get that application in for you guys. And other than that, those are really the only super exciting points tonight. Any questions for me?
So we've got, we've got a few things. So we got the road study thing that you've got, right? The road study. And then we've got the drainage, which you guys got. So looks like I'm good. Those are my two biggest concerns, so.
Anything else?
No, and I appreciate you bringing CCMG up. Something else I'd like to bring up during my staff report. So right now I have, for CCMG, just want to run it by you guys. I put together an exhaustive list of what's left for paving, and it's substantial, unfortunately. So I've narrowed it down to most of the highest need areas, which would include Winter Court from South Forest, and a couple of side grade, I believe that's in your district, Equestrian Drive, which I believe is in Terry's, Dryer Lane, from West Utah to St. Joe's, basically part of Dryer and not, there's a pipe replacement in there, which drove the cost up on that one. We've got Door Drive, Adams Creek, which you got the Brad, I think it's your district this time, St. Joe from Alabama, from Alabama to basic town border. But with that, there's a drainage project that we're looking at doing. If y'all recall, we had a plan put in place. We had pipe failures last year. We had a drainage project. So CCG is going to cover that drainage project. We'll look at the drainage project plus paving. I also got Auburn Ridge Drive from the cul-de-sac back. It's basic town's Auburn Ridge back there. I think Scott, that's your district. And then parallel from Linwood to Foothill, if y'all recall, that was one we actually had on the list last summer. But because of base failures, the cost on the estimate was really high on that. So we need to get back on that one because it's got a lot of issue over there. Then I've got Oak Street from Haas to 500 foot North Avenue. So there's a section of Oak Street that we need to get this year. The St. Joe Drainage Project. And then we've got the culverts. I'm going to call it a culvert, not a bridge, down here on North of Albany, just past American Legion. That is on the verge of failure that we need to address. So that's covered within CCMG. So altogether, I've got a total engineer estimate of $1,157,567. The parallel project by itself is $201,000. The St. Joe Drainage Project, just the drainage, is $175,000. And if you add the paving part of that in there, it's $208,000 for St. Joe, and then $350,000 just for the culvert replacement down here in Walton. So while we're not doing the linear footage or mileage of paving that we've historically done the last couple of years, there are three pretty substantial projects within this application list, which is why the list is so much shorter to try to address some of these legitimate issues that we have within the program. So, so these are going to be the streets within our application that we're going to submit for these projects for this year. The streets here are all based on the PAYSER rating scale. The PAYSER scale runs from a 1 to 10, 10 being the pavement, 1 basically being another horrible pavement. It's set up by Purdue. There's a standard of which, so basically the way we've been selecting these roadways is based on the low PAYSER ratings, taking off the lowest PAYSER ratings first. That's where we got to now within the road inventory that meets the qualifications for the community crossing ratio training program.
All right, anybody have any questions about the CCMG? Okay, all right. Jay?
I don't have anything for the meeting. We're looking
like potentially either that next meeting or the next meeting or the one following, just have a quick executive session to discuss the outstanding litigation that we have going on, just provide some updates or have any question answers, maybe kind of break the whole motion. But outside of that, if you want to shoot some emails and what works best for you guys, happy to come.
Chief, you have anything tonight?
No, sir.
All right. Scott, you have anything? Are you gonna wait? Randy, would you like to start tonight? Scott wants to think about some things.
Really, just excited, I guess, somewhat about the Celebrate Celebrates. Still a lot of people that really like it in this town, they enjoy it. Yes, most people, they think it's all on us, you know, it's kind of really not. You know, we participate, in a big way, but hopefully it's a good event, hopefully the weather's good, hopefully it's very safe. We have to do is about the state fair, and there's some, bad stuff going on over there in Kentucky. Hopefully, we just have our hometown event, it comes off good, people enjoy themselves. I guess it'll be pretty music as there has been in the past. I haven't really looked that up, but, other than that, get compliments on the town and the paving that Charlie mentioned. Compliments on the police force and what job they're doing, and the stations go past every day. It's come along looking good, and just proud to be a part of the community, and glad that we're moving forward in a positive way. I just like for people to know that if they have problems, just reach out to us, and we'll do the best we can. That's all I have.
Matt, you got anything for the city?
I mean, the big thing Charlie mentioned the NDOT meeting. I mean, if anybody has any concerns or suggestions or whatever, this is the time to do it. Doing it on social media, it's out there, but voicing your opinion and actually being present is going to allow you to actually say it in person in front of the people that it needs to go to. So my suggestion is if you have any concerns or wants or whatever, be there. Otherwise, you're going to get what you get. Kind of like what Randy said about Salisbury Celebrates. I mean, it's, I've only lived here for, 16 years. I know it's gone on a long time before that, but hopefully it will go off well. My kids have always enjoyed it. So, other than that, just been a great time. A lot of improvements, a lot of things happening, a lot of people happy with the direction that the town's going. So, that's about it.
All right, thanks. Scott?
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple things. Charlie, please consult the council before you make any more wagers, especially against the Jeffersonville.
I did consult with each of you.
I don't recall. That's exactly what I told Ms. Hodges last year, but I don't recall that. Number two, I heard today a lot of jokes back and forth about the tractor trailer to overturn on 65 and the eggs and why the chip crossed the road and all that stuff. What I want people to think about is, what if it had that been a tractor trailer or a tanker truck carrying anhydrous ammonia? And when people come here to the council, they ask for money for the police department, or they ask for a partnership with the fire department. There's all these requests when it comes to preparedness. Can you imagine what effect that would have on this town? A lot of people they don't realize that there's a major interstate, two exits that run right through the middle of this town. We don't know half of the stuff that is carried up. I know criminally what is carried up and down I-65 in vehicles, but I can tell you some of these trucks and the effect that a major road closure has on the town itself when trying to get diverted to exit 7, this is something we should bring up, I think, to end up. I know we can't control accidents, they're going to happen. We don't have a crystal ball for those, but a lot of that traffic comes onto our roads, it's heavy traffic, it tears our roads up, and it's maybe it's something that we look at within that. Maybe they do have some plans, but I always think about people like, oh, well, the police department's getting this, the fire department's getting this. Could you imagine, and many people don't think the way that I do when it comes to preparedness and how do we respond as a town to keep people safe, children, schools in session. You see all these things that happen all over the country, and you go, oh, that'll never happen in Salisbury. You have five lanes of traffic out here. You have criminals that get off intersections or exit ramps throughout the course of the day and the night to get gas or go do something. These are the things that I'm very, very grateful for, and I think that we do and should continue to do a better job of being prepared as a community for those moments of not just the 100-year rain that everyone complains about because the yard goes and dance and the drains couldn't keep up, but the major stuff that potentially could happen in this town. And if you keep yourself in the mindset that it'll never happen here where it's too small, or you're setting yourself up for failure, in my opinion. I've seen it happen, and I'm very thankful that all the jokes aside and all the hurt, that was just eggs. Could you imagine if it was something else? And that's what people have to think about when they're at home, or they pass up these meetings, or they really just don't care, or they want to make a snide comment on Facebook, or whatever it is, when someone comes in and requests new police cars, or a new fire truck, or I ask questions about what the fire department is doing for this town, because it's important, it matters. And if you set your children up, the youngsters of this community, for failure, they will fail, period. That's something I really thought about today as I was sitting in traffic. I know no one likes to sit in traffic, but I was very, very fortunate that was just eggs this morning. And that's something that, you know, I'm thankful that we have a chief with this experience to be able to manage situations and what partnerships we have with other local first responders, state police, and things like that. Those things matter. That equipment matters, and the time and training and having people in competent positions when you do the salary study, those things matter to have people to make those type of decisions. So I really want to thank you for bringing that to the council. And I hope it opens some people's eyes. They stop to think for a couple minutes. I know it might not be the business, like the teachers or shop owners or whatever, but someone has to be prepared to make decisions and has to have the available equipment and the mindset to keep people safe. We can have all these discussions about roads, and I think the town's going in the right direction, and we're cleaning up some things that should have been cleaned up over the course of years. There's a lot of people here that care about the direction this town's going, and I'm very grateful to be a small part of that. So, other than that, enjoy Salisbury Celebrates. I'll probably be there at some point over the weekend. Chief, thank your guys in advance for providing that overtime or providing that police protection all weekend long. And just, again, enjoy yourselves and have a great weekend. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Like I said, you're absolutely correct on what you said on that about you never know what's in these trucks or these tankers. So one of my first things that I had to say tonight was if you haven't been by our police department, we've got the new flagpole with the lights up. It looks really wonderful. So I know it's something that's sort of bright, kind of adds a little more bright light in that area right there. So I live right by there. So Chief, thanks a lot for getting that all taken care of and done. Let's go back here real quick, Charlie. I know you mentioned to us about street cleanups and different things about people concerns. Like I said, I drive around town. I see still these large limbs. I know we prefer for everybody. I know they can't probably get everything in the containers that we offer, but I'm assuming that we want most of these limbs and tree items and different things to be what, 2-3 feet long, so our guys can pick them up, number one, but number two, so they can get them into the piece of equipment so we can get them out, correct?
Yeah, so limbs can be bundled 4-5 feet lengths. They can tie them together if they like with a kind of bailing string or cord, but really just having them all facing the same direction right toward the trees. You got to keep in mind our guys manually load the yard waste. And we don't have a claw truck on some of them. I want to bring forward to you guys for next year. Please keep in mind, you know, as you're putting yard waste out by the curb, you're into trash can, or it's marked, clearly marked yard waste, or you're in yard bags, it's great, you know, leaves and stuff like that. But obviously, you get sticks and limbs. 4-5 feet, keep in mind, these, you know, these guys are, you know, they're manually having to hoist these things in the back of the truck, so please keep that in mind. Now, we'll collect yard waste in bundles, you know, things like that, and try to keep a 3 to 4 inch limit on it. You know, we can't take big giant logs, and we can't take old trees. If you've got an old tree that's falling down, you're going to need to call somebody to get it, because we're not going to be able to.
Right.
But yeah, so Earth First, you can dispose of it at Earth First, you call Earth First, and they'll take that stuff. Like I said, with the yard cleanup, you know, there's big limbs out there, cut it down 4 to 5 feet, stack it, put it down by the road. You know, if you got one or two, you know, if you got a big drink can or something, if it's in a can, put it in a can. So we can roll a can over and tilt it up and dump it in the back of the truck.
And then, like I said, I just want to, you know, ask everybody for their help as well. You know, just if you see some stuff out in the streets, you know, pick it up and put it there by, you know, your trash can or your yard waste can or by your pile. Because like I said, we're going to have a lot of cleanup going on throughout this whole week, and we want to do our part. And doesn't mean you bring out your couch or your tables or your furniture or anything like that, your mattress, but you know, we don't do that. And, you know, talking about that, let's also note that, you know, we're not taking on any type of materials out in the sewer plant at this moment in time due to all the construction and everything that's going on. We're researching into some other options and opportunities moving forward, but you know, we still have the fall and the spring cleanup program that we have. But you know, just work with us, and we ask that you understand that we've got a lot of construction going on out there, and I know it's I know sometimes it's aggravating, but we are doing our best for what we can. So it looks like the pool was a success this year. I know a lot of kids had a great time all year long, and I appreciate that. I said the streets are looking great. It's great to know that we probably about 85, almost 90% of most of the town has been paved, to where we can, you know, work on some of these areas that haven't been repaired since they've first been put in. So I think it's great that we're able to do that. So said everybody enjoy the upcoming weekend. It looks like it's really nice weather. And I think you got some good entertainment coming in. I believe the Rumors are coming in on one night. So they're always an exciting band to listen to and to enjoy. So I think somebody said something about wrestling. I think they got wrestling even coming in.
They got
wrestling?
No wrestling.
No wrestling this year?
Volleyball tournament.
Volleyball tournament? Okay. Well, I thought maybe they had some wrestling. No,
they usually did.
Okay, no wrestling. Okay, no wrestling. I'm sorry.
Okay,
so everything I think listed on our website, Charlie is always good about working with Ann's or letting in the office, so we appreciate that. So that's all I have to say. Michelle, you have anything?
No.
Anybody else? Okay, all right, well, I asked for a motion for adjournment.
So
a motion by Matt, I got a second by Scott. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, 6:57.